This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of agriculture. Learn more at fb.org. Good Wednesday afternoon, I'm Hannah Pagel. Ag economist Joe Outlaw at Texas A&M University says reference prices need to be raised in the next farm bill to reflect changes to inflation and the economy. Speaking to AgriPulse at the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute conference today, Outlaw says the farm safety net in the farm bill does not adequately protect farmers from the economic challenges they face today.
The safety net is designed by the government. It basically is trying to keep farmers in business when things go bad. And that's fine, but what none of our safety nets currently take into consideration the fact that costs have increased considerably. And while they're lower than they were at the spike a couple of years ago, they're still very high. And so our cost of production is much higher than where the price forecast from FAPRI looks like it's going to be. So that's going to get us upside down. And unless we raise our safety nets up a little bit more, there will be no payments made with low prices.
Outlaw helped advise Congress on where to set reference prices in the 2014 Farm Bill, which was the last time the reference prices were updated. He says it is now time to update those figures again.
One of the groups that provided a lot of input on where reference prices were set in the 14 Farm Bill that we still use, I can tell you that the cost data that I used to help set those things was 2012 data. So from 2012 to 2024, everybody knows that there's been a lot of inflation. And you can decide whether you want to stay in lockstep with inflation or behind or whatever.
Outlaw says finding funding to update the Farm Bill is what is holding up passing the legislation. He says Congress is going to have to get creative to find the money.
The first move that's happened on Capitol Hill was to look at some, I'll call them pet projects on the other side of the aisle. And that's never a good starting point because it's not going to happen. No one wants that to happen. So they're having to be really, really creative, as they do every year. They do a farm bill, and they're going to have to piece together the money to do anything. And they might ruffle a few feathers and try to see if they can borrow some of the money on pet projects. But I know that they're trying their best to work it out.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has recommended Congress look at the Commodity Credit Corporation to find funding for the Farm Bill, a suggestion Outlaw says he sees as a potential solution. But at this point, he is unsure what the repercussions would be long term. Meanwhile, Vilsack announced today USDA is accepting proposals for Regional Conservation Partnership Program projects, otherwise known as RCPP. Vilsack says the department is looking to roll out $1.5 billion in funding for the program in fiscal year 2024. Project proposals must be submitted by July 2nd. The maximum amount of funding that can be allocated to a project is $10 million, and the minimum is $250,000. The RCPP program allows private sector organizations and state governments to partner with USDA for conservation projects meant to address issues at the landscape scale. These projects can span regions or watersheds, like the Prairie Grasslands region or the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Noah Wicks has more in his story on AgriPulse.com. A lobbyist says food cooperatives are a nonpartisan way to fight food inflation. Aaliyah Ned is the director of government relations with the National Cooperative Business Association. Speaking at the Consumer Federation of America's National Food Policy Conference, Ned says food cooperatives could be an avenue to combat inflation.
This is currently a community need to address inflation prices. And we know that also co-ops are nonpartisan. They are existing and touch every sector of our economy. And this is demonstrated even up on the Hill, where things seem quite contentious, through the bipartisan cooperative business caucus.
Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
It's time for a new farm bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.